Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Once was a sweet thing to
hear. Held out a loving hand. That's a great Stevie Ray bringing us back, SRB, bringing us back with a little Texas blues there. 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number 3 at thirdingredient.com. Michael Salzmans is our guest. Michael's a longtime Brain Trust member, VP for Berman & Company, and we're talking about minimum wage. Folks, there's a movement out there to make national minimum wage $15. Now, Michael, as I've said before, I don't have any problem with people making $15 an hour. I don't care if they make $115 an hour, as long as it is something the economy produced, not something the government did that injected itself without any sense of, well, if the government makes me pay more money to my employees for payroll, in one moment that becomes effective, at that moment they didn't increase my sales or my profit. And that's the problem when the government injects itself into a business operation, into a business, and into the marketplace, which is a pure organism. When the government injects itself, it becomes unnatural. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, I mean, I think, you know, when I've talked about this before to people, and it sort of feels like there are so many different directions you can go in talking about minimum wage. Like, if there's a way I try and boil it down, it's that, well, you know, are customers willing to pay for it? You can say so many things about the minimum wage, but it really comes down to what are customers willing to pay for? And you know, there was a story, because New Jersey is about to enact a $15 minimum wage, and there was a story where they interviewed a lady that has a donut shop on the Jersey Shore, and she said, "I just ran the math, and I'm going to have to raise the price of a dozen donuts to about $21 to try and to make
wow.
this work if I want to maintain the small amount of profit I'm already doing."
Wow.
Are people going to pay that? And that's, you know, and I think what you do is you don't just hurt the business, but you end up really straining people who are on either fixed incomes or middle class budgets. And when they can't pay for it, that's when the business says, "Well, I got to cut back or I got to close down."
Well, that's exactly right. And see, the thing that I keep trying to point out to people, we saw this with Obamacare, with the scourge, the nightmare that was Obamacare, Michael. People, if the government imposes these strictures on people, on businesses, these requirements, these mandates on businesses, and they don't mandate how we operate our businesses, then we're going to find ways around it. If they don't say you have to give people $15 a raise an hour, and you can't lay, and by law, we're going to also pass a law that you can't lay anybody off. If they don't say that, then you can lay somebody off. If they don't say we're going to raise your minimum wage, you have to pay $15 minimum wage, and you can't buy any technology to replace an employee. As long as they don't say that, the marketplace is going to go around them, and that's how the little people get hurt, isn't it?
You know, Jim, you're totally right. In fact, I was watching a video clip yesterday in preparation for a presentation I'm doing here, and it was a guy. He was an Army veteran. He lived in New York for a large portion of his life, and he'd owned a restaurant. He had payrolls of just under $600,000. And his business had worked and had been profitable for years. And I was watching him give testimony to the state, which was thinking about raising its minimum wage even further. And he broke down crying on the stand.
Wow.
He said, my business worked. He said, I had to talk to 40 different people recently and tell them that they are unemployed now because you decided that you were going to change the rules of the game so that my business that has always worked and always provided income for these people no longer does. And he just said, that's totally unfair and it's ruining the state. And I mean, I couldn't have put it any better than him because it really is true. I mean, he's, you can imagine people have to think about for a restaurant or something, labor costs are about a third of their budget. And so think about people in their own lives. I mean, what's a third of your budget? And if what would you do if that doubled? I mean, how would you get that money? And I think that's what guys like that are faced with.
Well, here's one of the things that's going on right now. And this is an example of the success of small business owners. The reason small business owners don't get up in arms as much as they used to about raising minimum wage is if you went from, what's it now, $7.25, is that the minimum wage now?
Federal, that's right, yeah.
Federal. If you raise federal minimum wage a dollar an hour, let's say $2 an hour, let's say you went to $9.25 an hour, the reason that wouldn't bring small business owners to their feet and to the streets with axes and shovels is because they're probably already paying their people more than that. Small business owners are not cheating their people. They're not keeping their people in poverty. They're paying them, and guess what else? The stupidest time to raise minimum wage is right now when unemployment is almost non-existent. Michael, my God, what planet are these people living on?
I was debating somebody recently on this, and I heard them, they opened up their remarks talking about what a tight labor market we have, and then they started describing a business model where employers have to pay, they'll pay as little as they can to make a profit. And I had to interrupt them. I said, you've just contradicted yourself. You can't both have a tight labor market and then be trying to pay as little as you can to make a profit.
That person proved that the proponents of minimum wage have no idea how a business or the economy works. Folks, they just don't. Line them up. Michael and I will debate. We'll debate them with one hand tied behind our backs. Tintail right back with Michael Sossman and Jim Blassie. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.